It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond. She's the owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs. The stores are stunning. And if you're out running errands today, I highly suggest you get down there. Heather, how are you?
Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm so good. This is your Super Bowl time of the year, Parade of Homes, right? Because you get to decorate all those homes and, you know, you walk in and like you guys can just create a feeling with the furniture in a home.
You're a sweetheart, Lindsay. You know what? I think the entire summer is Super Bowl for us because we're just coming off Utah Valley Parade of Homes. Now we are working on the Salt Lake Parade of Homes. Today we have one of my favorite guests ever. His name's Jaron Davis. He's the Salt Lake Home Builders Association. I call you the
executive.
I know you're the executive director, but you're like the president. You're the CEO. You're all of it. Jaron.
I'm the bowl scrubber.
You do everything for the Salt Lake Parade of Homes. And not only that, but the Home Builders Association. And I've worked with you for many, many years. I don't even know, 20 plus. I don't know.
We're not that old, though.
We're not that old.
So no. Let's say 19.
Yeah. You know, I'm so lucky and so blessed to be able to work with the best subcontractors and contractors and clients and neighbors and developers and builders and everything in the industry. And Jaron, you get to do the same.
It's unbelievable. It's unfair, actually.
It's really unfair. We get paid to do this. What?
Like we won the lottery and no one knew. It's like crazy.
Living our best life here.
Lindsay, the reason her studio is so amazing and you just gave those accolades is because she's an extraordinary talent.
Right?
And on the last time I was on the show, which doesn't seem like it was that long ago, we talked about Heather donating furniture to the Home Builders Association in Salt Lake, our office. And our ambition was to make our office look like a home because we're home builders. And for those of you that didn't come out because you had an invite, please come out because she made our office look like a home. It is absolutely stunning.
Isn't
the furniture
that
she donated to the Home Builders Association. And it's just beautiful. Couches, chairs, tables, pictures, plants. I mean, it and we have the building is quite large, so we have a lot of guests and every single person comes through and just kind of stops and looks and says, oh my gosh.
Yeah. It stops
jealous.
You in your tracks, Heather's designing.
Guys, yeah. You know what? I am always proud to sponsor anything related to the Salt Lake Home Builders
Bless you.
Association. You guys do such a great job and it's an honor to give back, honestly.
Thank you.
So thank you very much for thinking of me and inviting me to participate with that. You know, I'm very, very excited to talk about the Salt Lake Parade of Homes this year. It's going to be a great show, as always. Let's maybe give a little background. What is the Parade of Homes for people that are just joining us?
The Parade of Homes started in Salt Lake City in 1946. This will be like our 78th year. We're the longest running parade in the nation, and we've never stopped. And when you think of a feat like that, maybe like the John Stockton, all the games he played and all those kinds of things, you look at it and you admire it. But really behind the scenes, you understand how many people are behind. Last night, I met the physical therapist that helped John. So his journey was certainly his heart, his competitive nature, his physicality, et cetera. But he had people that helped him along the way. The Parade of Homes is exactly that. We would not have achieved what we have without a lot of people. And so let's thank those people that originally had the idea. But the idea was that you display our homes for the betterment of community so that people can come in and see latest designs and trends and efficiencies, just whatever you want to describe it as, and then go home and make that a part of their life to make it a little better. When you improve a neighborhood, you do so by starting with a single house. When you have a neighborhood deteriorating, it starts with somebody not taking care of their home. So the Breda Homes, we think, as we look back over those nearly 80 years, has really built not only our community, but communities across the country. So know that as you're coming out, you're doing that. We're also probably guilty of a lot of divorces, oddly enough.
Building a home
don't
is hard.
Say if you can don't tell people that. Don't they say that if you can build a home together, like you can stay married forever or
it's
whatever?
It's got to be a true story.
Or you're going to get divorced.
Let's take it down even one level further. Like last night in that same group of people, I had a individual that I offered tickets to that said he wouldn't take them because he didn't want to feel the guilt of saying no to the Honeydew projects. But when you think about it, you go through and you have a lot of ideas. So a shout out to the husbands that are perceived to be craftsmen that when the wife comes back from seeing our beautiful homes and says, how come my home doesn't look
dang
like that?
It. Yeah.
And that may come across as sexist, but that is a male frustration. What's wrong with this doghouse?
I have a bed.
No,
and I think the contractors that spend so much time, a lot of the planning is a year or 2 years to create these dream homes. And right at the end, there's always this mad rush. And I always feel so bad for those families because those husbands are in these homes and they're trying to finish the homes and they don't see their family. They don't see their kids, their wives. And then the parade starts. And then again, they're gone for, extended, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And
Heather, you're exactly right. We have a home, for example, that is coming in 2024 that was planned in 2021. So it's not like somebody just wakes up on July 1st and says, I'll put it in on July 28th. This long process thought out, and you'll see that when you go through the homes. And we talked earlier, one of the homes that is on our parade, which we will call a tipping point, when you have a home that is so fantastic that somebody will buy a ticket just to see that home, that's a tipping point for the parade where we have a very high attendance. We have that this year. And Heather, it's a 25,000 square foot home.
Only 25,000.
That's my closet, guys.
What do you even do in a 25,000 square foot home? I don't even know. It's a hotel.
It takes us the whole show to tell you.
There
isn't anything you can't do.
It's the coolest thing ever. I mean, you'd never have to leave your home.
No.
You know, everything is there. But how incredible. I mean, this is a person's life savings, their dream. All of their hard work is in this home. And what's great is the Parade of Homes actually showcases huge homes and very affordable homes and everything in between and every style, every price point. And oftentimes maybe you can't do everything all at once in a remodel, like a lot of these parade homes, but there are things that you can incorporate to improve your home. And I really feel like there's no place like home. So you should love your home. It should be somewhere that's comfortable and that's unique to you and really, you know, as a reflection of who you are.
I love that you said that. Home is where all our memories are. It's where our family develops. It's where we build those bonds. It's what builds our society. It's what makes us a better people. It's our financial security, all those things. So when you said that, it really touched my heart, and I can see the emotion that you carry as you say that, because there really isn't anything more important than family, and family's created in the home.
Yeah, and it really is the American dream to be a homeowner. I think more than ever, we want to be in a great neighborhood. We want to be in good schools, and we're lucky to be living in Utah right now because it really has been a great investment. They say that 90% of all millionaires made their money in real estate, so not only in home ownership, but also in investment properties, and people from all across the country are coming here to invest in Utah and the economy because it is such a great place and the secret's out.
Oh yeah. Well, and Heather, let's talk about that home as it relates to just what it is rather than the jealousy of the 25,000 or anything, because for that individual, a home is just where you lay your head at night. And we have, as you've just suggested in the variety of homes, we have one that is for the homeless shelter, the other side academy's doing for Aaron Mendenhall in Salt Lake City. So one of the homes that you'll be able to see is about 200 square feet. But that is somebody's home. And then when you go through it and you look at the intricacies, what that is, it's something that has taken somebody off the street, being homeless, having no hope, and then giving them something that, that we maybe sometimes take for granted or often take for granted. And so as you come through, realize that the variety of different price ranges, sizes, styles is accommodating that. We have something for everyone. So you'll be touched to see the first home that the Salt Lake Home Builders Association is putting in the other side village and the 25,000 square foot home and everything between.
Everything in between. What I love about the other side is they actually take people that have been incarcerated and they give them an opportunity to recreate a new life. And I've used that moving company myself personally. And there's no one that I've seen that works harder than those men that come and women to help move people, and they're sweating and they don't rest. And I love that they can have a home that they come home to and create a great environment that's loving and create those skills and opportunities for them. Today, you're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We have Jaron Davis, who is the Salt Lake Home Builders Association Executive Officer, President, CEO, coolest guy in Salt Lake.
Give the dates of the Salt Lake Parade of Home. Have we said those yet?
It's coming up.
Yeah, July 28th to August 12th.
Okay, perfect.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Smartin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Let me peel back the layers a little bit on this real estate show. We're just laughing behind the scenes. Like, we haven't really had a serious conversation yet. We just keep giggling and then we turn on the mic. So
we have too much fun.
Yeah.
I was totally serious, though.
We're very serious about the Salt Lake Parade of Homes, you guys.
And we're very serious about real estate. And yes. Heather Osmond is with us from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem, and we're talking all things Salt Lake Parade of Homes today.
We sure are, and I'm so grateful to be involved with the Salt Lake Parade of Homes. It is one of the best in the country. It was actually the very first in the country, which is pretty incredible.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so the Parade of Homes is basically, what, there's 26 homes this year.
Yeah.
It is an incredible opportunity to go look at the latest and greatest in styles and design and contractors and their finish work and all of the cool things. It really does take a team to put this together. It's not about the designer. It's not about the builder. It's not about the homeowner. There are plumbers. There are electricians. There are framers. There are, you know, concrete guys. I mean, it's incredible the amount of work and money and time that go into building a successful home. And you get to see the best of the best, really. The coolest things in smart home features that you didn't even know existed. Oftentimes, I don't even know they exist because it's always changing, this technology. Today, we have Jaron Davis, the, I don't know what I call it.
I'm the executive. Stick with the bowl scrubber. I like that.
The bowl scrubber.
How about the fishbowl tank? What's the glass
plunger
called on the side? Get the algae off the side of the glass.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. You know, Jaron does everything. Officially, he's the executive officer of the Salt Lake Home Builders Association, but you're kind of the president. You're the toilet bowl cleaner. You organize the events and the parties. And, of course, you have a team that's fantastic that works with you.
Yeah. And in fairness to that team, they do everything.
You get all the credit.
I get all the credit. It's totally unfair.
Aww.
I barely find where the office is. I think it's somewhere in Sandy. But
it is a new office.
Yeah, it
and
is
it looks
good.
Really good.
I'll go see it.
Yes. All of our furniture is in the lobby. I'm really proud of that. So make sure you go check that out. Jaron, you just make it all happen, which is incredible.
Heather, as you say that, the thing that is interesting, to be able to hold that record, you have to have some pretty creative entrepreneurs. And I think if I were to describe something, it'd be by my description, the Utah way. We do things different here. And there's a couple other things that we did that are firsts. And so while we were the Parade of Homes first time ever, we were the first association to ever have the Parade of Homes TV show that actually is aired nationally.
I was on that.
Yes.
I hosted that. I know that. That was super fun.
That's the first ever.
That was cool.
Yeah. And we were the first ever to build an all-women-built home. It wasn't in our parade, but the idea and concept originated out of Salt Lake. The embryo and the flame was started there, and then it just so happened that the timing and the lot that was available, et cetera, was that home was in the Utah Valley Parade of Homes, but that was Salt Lake-based and has become a national recognition with a Girl Scout badge and a book and all kinds of things that will actually transition women into the profession faster than about anything else that could have. And that is probably one of the greatest accomplishments that I think that we have. And it's associated to that because the recognition came through the Parade of Homes. It's a venue that has people in our parade from many different countries, from over 26 different states, traditions where people will actually come on vacation to see the Parade of Homes, but traditions where people have gone their entire lives or, you know, been taken as children by their parents and then continue to do so. We have a lot of new guests that go that are just interested in the home buying process and looking for something. So it's something that accommodates well over 200,000 people. And our builders get so busy with the business after the parade that it's just crazy. I think many of them have to say, okay, I need to turn you down or talk to me in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
So it's just a remarkable event. And we're a nonprofit organization. And so that's, for us, a non-dues revenue stream that allows us to advocate for housing. And without it, we wouldn't be able to do that. The Salt Lake Home Builders Association, in partnership with the Realtors and other similar-minded groups, advocate for housing because if we can't own our own homes, then society will falter. And affordability is a big issue here. So understand, as you're going to the Parade of Homes and entertaining yourself and getting a lot of value for your money, that money is actually going to a very good cause as well.
I love that. Definitely the home builders associations all across the Wasatch Front give back to their communities. And I think Utah is just known for being so charitable and so giving. And so many of these subcontractors actually donate supplies. They donate labor and time to improve neighborhoods for people that need it, not only at Christmas time, but throughout the year, which I think is absolutely incredible. You were speaking my language when you were talking about being born in Utah and being raised going to the Parade of Homes. I can't remember a year that I missed. I mean, my parents always went to all of the Parade of Homes, and I loved it. And I remember as a little girl just dreaming of these incredible homes and what I wanted my own bedroom to look like, and even just changing bedding or adding a pillow or painting a wall on a weekend was something that I really looked forward to and earned money so that I could do those things. And I definitely give tribute to my parents for my love of making a home beautiful.
Yeah.
My mom also was a designer in her own right. We had five kids. She and my dad, after my dad, or I guess really at the end of my dad being a firefighter for Provo City, they purchased the Heinz Mansion in Provo and made it into a bed and breakfast.
Wow.
And my mom did the entire remodel herself.
Wow.
And it's really inspiring how you can take a space and make it amazing and be so creative. And you'll see that in the Salt Lake Parade of Homes this year. Every space is individual for that homeowner. There are some spec homes as well. So if you are in the market, you can reach out to some of these builders, tour these homes and get them under contract. And they usually go pretty fast, I've noticed.
Absolutely. Let's go down a rabbit hole together.
Let's do it.
So you've been one of those traditional, let's go to the Parade of Homes every year. And I would suggest that in what I just heard, that part of the reason you're a successful designer is because of what you've done. Heather, I can't tell you how many people have told me in their career that their ambition came from dreaming at the Parade of Homes, whether it be an architect, a designer, a builder, a trades, whatever it is. So it's not only doing what we talked about, but it's actually filling occupations of those trades that are involved in homing in the Parade of Homes, building homes.
I love that so much. We're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show, Jaron Davis, the executive officer of the Salt Lake Home Builders Association. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. And you know what? We're going to give away some tickets.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osman Designs. Here's Heather Osman and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. This is Super Bowl time in the Real Estate Show because it's Parade of Home season. So Heather Osman is with me of Osman Designs. She owns the stores in Lehigh and in Orem. And Heather, how many homes did you design in the parade this year?
You guys, it has been a very busy year for Osman Designs and the Parade of Homes. There are 26 homes in the parade, and I would say we're probably in five or six of those homes. So we're really excited about that. Yes, we have a lot of designers that we work with, and then, of course, the homeowners in furnishing those. So it's something we're very proud of. We love to show the latest and greatest. Oftentimes, these products have not even hit our showroom floor. We save them specifically to showcase in the Parade of Homes. So when you buy a ticket, you're really seeing some cool stuff and not, you know, three-year-old stuff that seven of your neighbors have. So that's what's great about Osman Designs. Today, we have the opportunity to give away free tickets. We're super excited. In Utah, we love free stuff. Let's be honest. This is so much fun. So if you come into the Orem store or the Lehigh Osman Design store today and mention that you heard the KSL radio show, and any purchase over $20, you get a free ticket.
Awesomeness.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, so we'll have a stack while supplies last.
So essentially they're
getting
the item for free.
Exactly.
Right.
Because it's a $20 ticket. I know, you guys. How cool is that? So we'll have a stack of tickets. It's two-day only. Compliments of Jaron Davis and the Salt Lake Home Builders Association and the Parade of Homes. Let's hit when the dates are.
July 28th through August 12th. So there's three weekends. We're closed on Sunday and Monday.
Got it.
Yeah.
And times?
It is from noon to nine.
Great. And ages? That's always a question we get asked.
Leave the kids at home is what you're trying to
say. We're trying to leave the kids at home. Yeah.
Heather, if the attendee is taking care of their children, we don't care. But it oftentimes is easier to go like on a date or
listen,
alone.
I don't want to bring my kids to this thing because having them run all over the furniture is, not something I want to do.
So is it four and older need tickets?
I think so.
These are tough questions.
No, this is like political questions.
That's
here.
Above my pay grade, clearly. Let's say it is.
Then
if you have a three-year-old and want to come, just say Jaron said I could come.
Perfect. You guys, I promise you will enjoy it more if you're not worried about chasing your toddler around. So, use your discretion. Whatever works.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's talk specifically about how cool some of these homes are. We talked in a previous segment about the container. You have a 200-square-foot home that is really filling the void and the need for getting homeless people off the street, which is incredible. That will be in your parking lot?
In the parking lot of our offices, which is the Realtor building just east of I-15 by the Mountain America Credit Union building, just north of it. It'll be on the map. But you'll want to see it because, again, if you go through it with the emotional connection of understanding that somebody is coming off the street and having their first experience with getting out of homelessness, deriving their hope from the program through the Other Side Academy, and then becoming a homeowner on a regular basis after that, it will be very touching for you. And at that home, you're able to make a contribution too. So there'll be a QR code that you can make a contribution. And that's not typical for us, but because this cause is so worthy, we will solicit those that are attending the parade to participate if they wish. And then, Heather, you talked about the container. We are always looking for new ways to innovate, making housing more affordable, more efficient. You name all the criteria. But a container has been an idea. And frankly, I don't know that I've seen a successful program until Stack Homes, who is doing it absolutely perfectly. They actually have a plant. So the parade stop for you as a ticket holder is actually going to the plant to see from the beginnings of a container through the process, and then at the end, you see a finished product. And when you think of a container, you might think, is that out in like a cheap cabin lot or somewhere that's hidden behind where no one can see it? No, it could be that. That's what it's been historically. But what it is, it's a container that you don't even know is a container, because they're able to cut out the walls, the ceiling, the floor, anything, and put them together. So what you get is a very strong structure that's very efficient in something you'd never know was a container. So we're reusing some of the materials that otherwise would maybe just sit vacant in a junkyard or wherever they are.
Wow.
And building a home. These are going into very expensive neighborhoods in the Jackson Hole, in Lake Tahoe, and places like that. But come see what you can, because you can make an ancillary dwelling unit out of one. You can make a home. You can connect them together. That is worth your admission. Seeing the tiny homes worth your admission. Seeing the 25,000 square foot.
Okay, so let's talk about the 25,000 square foot. I mean, there used to be that show, you know, the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, which, you know, became very popular. HGTV is huge. People love to see the behind the scenes. This home is incredible.
It is incredible. And Heather, so let me start by suggesting to you, this too is somebody's home, because I've met the owners. And they're just delightful, wonderful, giving people that open their home because they know that it'll inspire people. It's not a matter of showing off. For this home, it's a matter of, look, come dream with us. The gentleman that owns it had a dream as a child, and it's come to fruition, and he wants that to happen. But Heather, in this 25,000 square foot home, there's everything.
Yeah.
The nicest theater you'll probably ever see. The coolest backyard swimming pool, a pickleball court, the ancillary secondary garage that has the largest span a beam can be engineered. It is fantastic. Down to detail, when we talk about innovation, he has a speaker in his backyard that's 12 inches long, cone-shaped, probably 9 inches at the speaker head. And when he plays that music, out of that speaker, it blows you away. I'll give you an example. I'm standing next to it, and it sounds like the band is in the yard playing behind me.
Wow.
The sound doesn't even come out of the speaker. This technology allows to push that music to a place that makes it feel like you're encompassed in a concert. It's just amazing. So look for things like that as you go through the parade, and that's not just one. Like in that home, you won't look down any hall and see a doorway. That's intentional. Look up and look down, because you'll see coffered ceilings that match the hardwood floors perfectly. It's like you're standing at the World War II Memorial in Smithsonian.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, you look at it, the detail is unbelievable. No bathrooms face the hall, so you actually have to walk out of the hall to get to a door. So
like a vestibule.
Yeah. So the details, if you pay attention, are just extraordinary. And again, it's a home. And this family that's opened this up for our entertainment is wanting to help you understand that you can reach your dreams with a little bit of work, with a little bit of ambition and faith that you will be able to accomplish it.
I love that. I'm all for dream big. And I think that's incredible. Obviously, this home does not need to be in the parade. It's not about getting the discounts from the subcontractors, or like you said, it's not about being showcased or bragging about what they have. It's to hopefully inspire other people. And maybe walking through this home, you can incorporate some of those great ideas into a home that you're thinking of building or remodeling.
Well, and not everyone needs that kind of home.
Yeah.
But you can have your version of it in your size, comfort, in your affordability range, etc. You just can bring the attributes to your life that you like, and understand that the even little things, like if you enjoy music, just stepping up your game a little bit on the sound system, whatever that may be. And Heather, we've had to innovate because Salt Lake County doesn't have as much land as some of our other associations, where they have more new construction going on. And so what you'll see in our innovation is that we're finding those products that our consumers are actually engaged in. And a simple example of that is remodeling. It could be demolition and rebuild. It could be things like that. But our parade doesn't just have the new construction that started on a vacant lot in a wide open subdivision and is, you know, every house on the street's new. We have some of that, but we have stuff that aren't in any other parades. An example would be off of Foothill Boulevard. There's a home, you know what the neighborhood's like, just by Michigan Avenue over by Sunnyside and the University of Utah.
Sure.
This home, as a remodel, is amazing. Another reason just to go to one home and buy a ticket. Because if you just went to that home, your $20 is worth it. It is just remarkable what can be done to bring a generation of craftsmen that lived in an era that didn't have the lifestyles that we enjoy today, but to bring that forward by doing some remodeling and enjoy the comforts of today's technology and craftsmanship are just astounding. And so when you walk in that home, you're just kind of blown away going, oh my gosh. And it's just really stupid, simple things. Like it has a carport, and the wood underneath the carport is just beautiful. You know, you park your car and you can just sit there and look at the wood. Why look at anything else? You can just sit and look at the ceiling.
It's just the differences in the details,
yeah,
right?
No.
And you really can make your house a home. And that's what I love about this year's Salt Lake Parade is you're showing the extremes. We've talked about the other side container home that's 200 square feet. We've talked about the 25,000 square foot home, but there are 24 homes in between those, and there's an assortment. Not only can you go through all of these homes, it's like Hauser Pinterest in person, right? Come to life, which is so incredible, but you can also look at them online.
Yeah. Well, and Ty Vrains is building in Magna, a home that's affordable, but will just blow you away. Dallin Gorbridge is building a home in Daybreak that is affordable. He's trying to hit the target where the state legislature gave some help to homeowners, first homeowners that are buying new construction. So there's something everyone will enjoy.
I think that's amazing. I'm Heather Osmond, the owner of Osmond Designs Furniture Stores. And today only, we are giving away one free parade ticket. It's a $20 ticket, and you get it free if you spend $20 in our store. So come and check out Osmond Designs, buy a candle, buy something cool. And you also are listening to Jaron Davis, who is the executive officer of the Salt Lake Home Builders Association. We're so grateful to have you on the show today. Stay tuned.
It is my pleasure.
We're going to be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehigh and Orem. And Heather, this is your Super Bowl season. It's Parade of Homes season. I always tell you that I go to Parade of Homes, and we're specifically talking about Salt Lake because that's happening starting in a week now. And I get a little depressed because I'm like, wah, wah, my house doesn't look like this.
Whatever. I've been in your house. It's
also
great, Lindsay.
I can't afford any of these things. But
if it's put together like you are, we're not worried about it.
Oh, that's so nice.
It is.
I am inspired by you, and you always tell me, go in there with inspiration. So I'm going to try to change my mindset when I go this year.
Wow,
do it.
Look at
do
that.
It.
You see the light
look
go
at
off?
That. Yeah. We're already inspiring Lindsay talking about the Parade of Homes.
It's going to catch.
It's going
to
catch.
I need to do something with my backyard. I want a better entertaining space, so I need to go get inspired.
You do have a killer backyard.
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
That's what we love about our location. Yes.
Absolutely. The Salt Lake Parade of Homes is July 28th through August 12th. So it's coming up. It's not too late to get your tickets. I'm always, don't procrastinate. Get your tickets early.
Yeah.
Make a plan. It goes for 2 weeks, and it's for $20.
Yeah, we have record sales already.
That's amazing.
Get in line.
Get in line. It's going to be a great show. Great homes. There's 26 homes. They range from a 200 square foot container all the way up to a 25,000 square foot incredible dream home with all the bells and whistles. If you are thinking of building a home, it's a great opportunity to go and meet builders and interview them and see who possibly could be a good fit for you. Bring your plans, bring your ideas, and meet with architects and interior designers like myself who will be there as well. If you're not thinking of building, you can also remodel your home. Central Bank actually is a sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. We want to give a shout out to them. They are safe and secure, and they're trusted bankers and loyal friends. Not only do they do construction loans, but they do HELOC loans, savings accounts, checking accounts, everything in between. And I love that they're just local.
They are a community bank that's worth your time to go see. We love them.
They do a great job.
They are wonderful people.
And they always support the community. They give back, which I absolutely love. They're our friends and neighbors. So thank you, Central Bank. We always appreciate you. So owning a home is the American dream. Not only is it fun for the homeowners, but also provides a lot of employment in the Utah area, there is so much construction always going on.
Yes.
Which is absolutely incredible.
Right. Well, and Heather, the thing that you need to know is that industry is supported by our association, a nonprofit. The government allows us to do nonprofits because they can, organizations that qualify can do things that the government can't. And so we're there to advocate for housing. So when you talk about a home, the Salt Lake Home Builders is the group that is there to fight for the things that allow us to have our opportunity. And you could push back and say, well, look, it's really unaffordable right now. But guess what? If we weren't here, we wouldn't be talking about a lack of affordability. We'd talk about living somewhere else because it's hard. It's an uphill battle. It seems like we're rolling a big rock all the time uphill, but we are rolling, we are moving, and we are making headway towards doing what is right. We wouldn't do it without people like Central Bank that you've mentioned. Our biggest sponsor is Mountain America Credit Union.
They're incredible.
And, yeah, and I can't tell Sterling and Sharon Cook and others how much it means to us, because without that support, we just wouldn't exist. And they are building communities, the finest credit union I've ever known and seen, and have just absolutely grown and blown up. Salt Lake Board of Realtors is a sponsor. The AMSCO Windows, when we were at AMSCO Windows, we couldn't find how long they've been a sponsor. So it's been a long time. Without dedicated members like that, you've been a sponsor, are a sponsor.
Yes.
Without dedicated sponsors, members, contributions, we wouldn't exist. If we didn't exist, we wouldn't be talking about housing. So as you come, and I think we've said that early in the show, if you missed it, you're not only being entertained by your $20, but you're giving to an organization that will advocate on your behalf so that we can accomplish the American dream of home ownership.
And this really is a nonprofit that gives back to the community. That's what's so great about these home builders associations. And it's a great way to network with other people that are in the industry and hopefully inspire, educate, and improve the entire industry through competition and through healthy partnerships. And I'm so grateful for that. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I am Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Come check out our furnishings in the parade this year. We're very, very proud of that. And today only, we are giving away one free ticket with every $20 purchase. So make sure you come into the stores, check out the latest and greatest, newest things. We have locations in Orem and in Lehi. Jaron Davis with the Salt Lake Home Builders Association. You're the executive officer, and we sure appreciate you being on the show with us today. And
thanks to both of you.
This is always a treat.
It's a wonderful time to be here with you.
We'll have you back again. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.